T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Bucko Weekend Windup, and it's brought to you by Wetco. Go Unlimited. Visit getgocafe.com/unlimited for more details. Jeff Hathorne is standing by at PNC Park. Jeff, your thoughts on our conversation with Henry Davis. I know you've been to Altoona and have watched him play and have talked to him. Sometimes it can feel like he's a patient in a dentist chair with him. You really have to yank and pull to get some answers out of him. But I thought he loosened up a little bit as the interview went on. Thoughts?
Oh, hold on.
I got him. There you are.
No, nice job, guys, because he is. I mean, he's all business. He's all about baseball. Interviews to him are not like a fun side thing to do. They're like, okay, it's taken away from me doing something else. And I remember being in the dugout with him, and he's like, I got about 3 minutes, and I got to go out. I want to talk to this pitcher. I want to do this. And, yeah, it can be tough, but that's not a bad thing. The guy's focused. He can play the game. I mean, last year, one of the things that he really opened up about was playing through a broken wrist, but he still went out there and played because he wanted to. He's confident in himself, and I think you heard that, especially with that answer when you asked him if, you know, you guys asked him if he's major league ready.
Jeff, how did his teammates respond to him? You're obviously a very observant guy. You're taking in everything. You're not just talking to somebody in Altoona when you're down there to see him. You're watching how everything goes. How does he command sort of the clubhouse or his relationships and rapport with his teammates?
And he's kind of, from what I saw of him, it was more of like a TJ Watt thing where he's not, you know, rah-rah going through the room, striking up a ton of conversations. It was I'm going to lead by example, like again, TJ or Minka or guys like that where they don't say a lot, but you see how they work, you see how prepared they are, and that's what you admire about them as a teammate. Obviously, the production speaks for itself. Even when he struggled last year, like he would just work harder and he wouldn't complain. He just fought through an injury. And I think that wins you teammates as much as anything that a guy who just talks a lot could do.
Jeff, you've been around the Pirates a lot lately because they've had this long homestand that's going to continue tonight against the Mets. Do you think there was a serious conversation about having Davis skip AAA altogether and get to the big league club to help this team out now?
No, I don't. I think their thought process is to stay with their plan of them, you know, first off, those two getting their opportunities to be the catcher. Speaking of Andy Rodriguez, he at AAA and Davis at double, and it just got to the point where you really want to be if you're a general manager where Davis forced their hand. Like, they just had to make the move. There was just no more for him to do at AA. But I don't think – I mean, they like – I know the batting average – but they like everything else about their catching tandem that they have right now. And I think ideally, if one of those guys has a hot month, probably preferably Endy, he comes up here and learns with Hedges, and they would move to lay down.
Why preferably Rodriguez?
Because he's the guy that's closer. He's the guy coming off the great year. And he's starting to heat up too. I think they feel like he's a little bit more major league ready because of he's played more games because he hasn't had to deal with injury. That doesn't mean that Davis couldn't supplant him, but I think that would be the plan. The other thing is, while Davis did get the opportunity to work with Priester at AA last year, they want Davis to get to know some of these guys. So I think it would be Endy. Obviously, things could change. And if Endy were to deal with another injury like he had earlier in the year, that could change it, but I think that's their plan.
Jeff, who do you think is likelier to stick at catcher for them long term, assuming they both make the bigs and they're both productive players? Who's actually going to be catching?
It's a great question, and I really want to see how this works. I mean, Charrington said, you know, almost like you hear from a defensive coordinator about, okay, we've got all these versatile pieces, we could do all this crazy stuff. Now, they're basically alternating right now. I don't know if that's a situation you want in the major leagues. But it does give you a hell of a lot of options when you have, you know, your catcher that can hit like that, and getting them in the lineup and getting them at different positions, and also saving their body. I mean, we've seen it. You know, Davis's injuries have been more at batting than they have been behind the plate. But maybe they come up with something that we really haven't seen before, to where they do some type of split behind the plate. I think that's all kind of – we'll see. They have told us that Rodriguez's defense is a little ahead of Davis's right now. We'll see how that plays out here over the span of this year.
Jeff Hathorn over at PNC Park. They're going to have their head trainer talk later this afternoon. Hopefully it's only about Vince Velasquez and it's not about any other pitcher in their rotation, because that would be bad. Like if Contreras is maybe hiding an injury or something like that, that would not be
good. His arm actually detached from his body, yes, instead of just feeling like it.
Jeff will be there. Yes, Jeff?
Yeah, we'll let you know the details as soon as we find out from Todd Thompson.
Thank you. And then the North Shore Tavern leadoff show comes your way at 6 o'clock tonight. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.